This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Genesis chapter 1, beginning with verse 26. Then God said, "Let us make human beings in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over the creatures that move along the ground." So God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. As I like to do, I've created a sermon notes sheet for you. If you'd grab a pen or a pencil and fill in the blanks as I preach, that would be great. On the back side of that's probably even more special. That's a list of our confirmands for you. Well, oh yes, I can't forget these. Well, I forgot the hot dogs. They're still in my refrigerator in my office.
I was just going to ask if we were having a picnic.
Yeah. We're making an important turn in the life of this church. After the administrative council's decision to begin turning green, so to speak, as a church family, we're going to phase out polystyrene, or styrofoam, as we like to call it, and begin recycling. And you will find cans like this dispersed around the church. These are not trash cans, all right? This is where we put any paper that you are done with. You put it in those cans that are going to be dispersed around the church, and we will recycle that paper. Now, we've always been recycling paper from the office. We have also always been recycling inkjet cartridges and things like that from the office. So if you run out of ink, instead of throwing your inkjet cartridge away, bring it to the office, and we have a recycle bin in there for you. But we just want to make sure that we're going to kind of put it out on a bigger scale so the whole church knows about it. Now, you would never guess where this began. And maybe you would, I don't know. This wonderful woman by the name of Leslie Hill came to me several months ago and says, "Eric, I feel called to teach a Sunday school class." And I said, "Oh, really?" And she says, "You know, I would like to teach a 20s and 30s class." And I went, "Oh, praise Jesus. I've been praying for someone to come along and want to teach that age level, because that is such an important age level in our church." And they're now called the Generations class, because they didn't want to limit it to 20s and 30s. It's the Generations class. But out of this Sunday school class came a proposal, and they made a proposal to the Ad Council, and the Ad Council said amen to their proposal, and that was to start phasing out styrofoam, to begin recycling, and just take small little baby steps to continue recycling more and more things. And they're wanting to build up some funds and buy fluorescent bulbs for the church to save on energy and things like that. Small little steps. And they're asking the entire church, and of course with the Ad Council's approval, we as a church are asking all of you, the church, to follow along in this work. I think it is great. And the thing is, they don't think small. And that's what I love about these folks. They aren't limited by anything, because they want us to begin affecting this community, other churches in this community, and this community, period, Warsaw, and the surrounding area, and making it first and foremost on people's minds to recycle, to not use as much water, to do all the things that we can do individually, and so collectively, it makes a big difference.